This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, I know Johnny Social Media 305 has been waiting a while for this, and so have I. We've been really trying to get some great traction with the social media purveyors here and some of our name brand companies. And we've got Alex Buznego. He's the manager of digital and social media for the Miami Marlins. You'll know him as @Marlins. He'll tell me what that is. @Marlins Park, @Los Marlix. Alex is 29. He leads the digital marketing strategies for the Miami Marlins and Marlins Park. He's responsible for developing strategies for the web, social, mobile, email, analytics, loyalty, and digital advertising. Previously, Alex directed the marketing department at Inktel Holdings, also working to develop a new digital and social marketing business unit. Alex is the founder of #Pledge305, a Miami-focused giving campaign that leverages the power of social media. He's a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Miami. Alex serves as a board at a board level with Roots of Hope and Family Counseling Services. Alex is currently a member of Class 7 of the Miami Foundation's Miami Fellows Program. Wow, what a resume.
What an intro. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I had to take a breath in the middle. Thank you so much for being here on the show, Alex. Now, Alex, let's talk about number one. How did you get into the social and digital media, and digital marketing for the Marlins?
Yeah, it wasn't. My degree was not in social media. That's for sure. they didn't have that in Pennsylvania. But graduated with my graduate degree, my master's in marketing, and began working in marketing. And realized there was an unfulfilled need. There was these new technologies that were out there to be used, but applying that to the rules of business and to the rules of marketing was where there was kind of a gap. So how do you take technology and take the longstanding principles of marketing and business, and how do you connect the dots?
Oh, wow. Sounds like a precursor to the Wharton School lecture you're probably going to give real soon. Now, let's start the basics. I've been watching some of your streams. When I was an early Twitter user, I bombarded you, hoping that you would respond. Johnny and I categorized you as a serial broadcaster. And then we started to look at your streams and seeing what you were trying to accomplish, and I kind of understood. How does somebody reach out and talk to the Marlins, or is the Marlins' strategy of social media more along the lines of getting information out?
It's both. It's a balance. I think there's a lot of information to communicate about what's going on both on the field as well as at the ballpark. In addition to, you know, what's going on with ERAs and batting averages, just as much there's promotions and special events and giveaways and a lot of things we do as a marketing department to make the experience a good one. So there's a lot of information to communicate, but at the same time, we try to do just as much for every time we announce something. We try to reply to a fan or answer a question or retweet a fan who's really pumped about the game tonight or having a great time at the game. So it's a balance.
That sounds awesome, and it really is. You know, you were talking for a minute and maybe just glossed over it, that it's really a part of the experience. And for me, it is. When I go to the ballpark, I have to admit it, this season it's sometimes a little bit challenging to get into the game unless Stanton's up or something. And I must admit, I've seen that home run machine go off a few times with Giancarlo hitting the ball out of the park. I mean, my mom's seen it. My wife's seen it. My wife loves going to the game. For me, part of the experience is tweeting it up. And let me just say one thing is I'm able to get text tweets out, but not really ones that contain content more than just text. What's the story about getting out of the ballpark with some social? Is it just me or is it other people that have that issue?
Within the ballpark, we have full Wi-Fi connectivity. So perhaps there was a matter with the area of the ballpark you're at. But
the home plate seats, man.
We won't blame it on user error.
Oh, no, not my fat fingers messing it up. Never happens.
No, but when the ballpark was built, there was an initiative. We wanted to make sure that we were one of the more connected ballparks in baseball. So there's free Wi-Fi access for all folks in the ballpark. using digital technology in the park was a big priority. There's a mobile app you can use called MLB.com at the ballpark.
Got it.
Where you can order your food live from your seat. So you're at your seat, you don't really want to get up or get in line. You can order and pay right from your phone, and you'll get a text message when your food is ready, and you can skip the line. And you know, that's one way of dozens of ways that digital technology can be used to not only communicate, but also enhance the experience.
You see, and that's what I've found at the ballpark, is that the social experience is enhanced when I go there. I love being social. I love tweeting about everything and going back and forth, engaging with you guys. Now, how have you been working to build up the following for the Marlins social platforms?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question I get a lot. And the way I look at it is, if you went out of your way to press follow or press like for a brand, you must really, really like it. You know, I consume a lot of brands in my life, different types of candy or food or that I never considered proactively searching out on social media and pressing follow. So if you did proactively press follow, that means there's some sort of really strong affinity there. So I pretend I make sure that I frame it as if I'm talking to our absolute most loyal fans.
Oh, gosh, and you sure are. When somebody is talking to you and they're one of your fans, it is an emotional thing for them. Sports is, well, I wouldn't say sports is different than soda. Maybe it is. I think maybe it is. Certainly with what's going on with the championship runs in our town that we've had in the past. And oh, by the way, the number one championship moment that I've ever had that still trumps whatever's going on in this town is Game 7 at the for the Marlins. It is one of the top five World Series moments in history. So I've had some great times with the Marlins. Now, you've got a bunch of different voices, and there's the one that I can't pronounce, the one, I guess it's your charity one.
Marlins Ayudan.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much. Now, each handle has a different marketing spin, a different agenda, a different drive. How do you decide what voice to use for different information? And do you use different voices for each one?
Absolutely, yeah. So at Marlins is our primary one. There we try to keep the conversation very baseball-centric, so statistics and quotes and what's going on the field. And we assume that the audience of that account is international. We have Marlins fans every part of the country. We have people that'll tweet at us that they are in England and they're watching the game on a delay, And then for more localized content, for what's actually going on at the ballpark, the promotions, we'll use our Marlins Park account. So those are 81 regular season baseball games, but it's also all concerts and soccer games and all the additional events that are happening at the ballpark. Los Marlins is in Spanish. Billy the Marlin is more for the funny, wacky, offbeat stuff.
I love that dude.
Billy's
a funny
guy.
Wait, do you do Billy the Marlin, or does somebody else?
I work very closely with Billy. He's a funny and wacky guy. You know that.
Yeah, he was my season ticket guy before he was the mascot. So I know who Billy the Marlin is, and he is a whack job.
Yeah, it's hard to tweet with the fins, I think. But
Fins do make it difficult. Yeah. But the beak is, I think, what gets in. He can't see you.
He does all his tapping on the keyboard with his beak, I think. And then Marlins Ayudan is our community wing, where ayudan is the Spanish word for help.
Okay.
So it is particularly refers to our front office volunteering program, which is, last year alone was 5,000 service hours and $1 million in philanthropy. So there's a lot there Marlins do in the community.
All right, Alex is starting to get engaged. He's starting to get fired up. Stick with us, because we're going to talk about some of Alex's personal stuff that he does on the internet. We'll be right back after this short break. We're getting the insights from one of the top social media guys in town, Alex Buznego from the Miami Marlins, back after this.
Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says, I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball. And the ball.
Come one, come all, come on, have a ball. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all. We are the Marlins, come on, come on. Dive right into the fun, yeah.
It's Miami Herald's Half Price Tuesdays at Marlins Park. That's right, all fans get half price tickets to any Tuesday home game in 2013. Go to Marlins.com to get your half price tickets today. Marlins baseball, dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here with Alex Biznego. He's the manager of digital and social media at the Miami Marlins. You know, we talked a little bit about the different voices Alex uses. We talked a little bit about the voices, the way he approaches social media, things like that. Now, Alex, tell me a little bit about the difference you voice in the Latin market, you voice the Anglo market. What's the difference between how you approach them? If I hit translate on my Google, would that give me the same tweet?
Right. No, it doesn't. For example, going into the ballpark the year before, we had a catchphrase known as the coolest ballpark ever. And if you translate that into Spanish directly, what does that come out to? It seems like the ballpark's going to be freezing. So that's not a direct translation. So that's one example of many that can tell you that. It's not a matter of just plugging in the same words. You know, the Latin audience is very passionate and very nuanced in their understanding of baseball.
Oh, so. Yeah. They all sit around me giving me – I go to the game, and I swear to God, you think you're at a high school game at Coral Park with all the guys there. They know their stuff. Off.
They really do. And a lot of exclamation marks, I'll tell you that. There's a lot of passion.
I was going to say, on that one, you get a lot of exclamation marks. Now, what's the funniest tweet that anybody's ever shot your way? Is that a way to get your attention?
Oh, man. There's definitely a lot.
That you can mention on the station.
I'll tell you one that comes to mind is last year. As you know, in our ballpark, it is a retractable roof, open to the elements most times of the day. And we were in the middle of a game in which the roof was closed. But exposed to nature, there are, you know, flying animals that can come into the park every now and then.
Saw one when I was there on Saturday.
Yeah, there was a bird, and you know, there was a minor incident. You know, nature called, and you know, a fan had an incident.
Where fan was attacked by a flying, so to speak.
Let's just say his shirt was wasn't as clean as when he walked in.
Uh-huh.
So he tweeted something, you know, fairly funny, but at the same time, you know, not the most pleasant.
A little bit off
color. Yes. So while it was very funny, at the same time, we wanted to respond to it. So we asked him where he was sitting, and we went down there, and we gave him a new T-shirt, Marlins T-shirt, and a couple tickets to a future game, and he got a kick out of it.
High five to you. Yeah. High five to you. Now, what's your favorite place in the ballpark to tweet from? Because we have suite nights, and we'd love to have you up at the ballpark on a suite night.
Yeah, it's the beautiful thing about what we do is, you know, with a mobile phone or a tablet, you can walk anywhere and do our job. But, you know, I'll go old school. I think just sitting in the press box, there's nothing quite like sitting in a major league press box with, you know, writers who have been writing about the sport for, you know, decades.
Well, you're getting me goosebumps. Now I'm jealous. I got to tweet you and go, hey, how's it up in the ballpark? And can I get something? And that's it too, Tommy. And I wanted to talk about Tommy and Glenn and those guys. The hashtag, the Twitter Tuesdays, the mm-hmm. email Tuesdays, and now Twitter Tuesdays. Ultimate high five to you guys for being so connected and talking to them like that. That for sure is a way that people connect and feel good.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, shout out to our friends at Fox Sports Florida for doing a lot of that stuff. And yeah, I mean, that's what the beauty of social media is. It breaks down the barriers that you have with, you know, athletes and broadcasters who you never really had that sort of access to. And on a daily basis, there's fans having conversations with Logan Morrison or Giancarlo Stanton or Glenn Geffner or Tommy Hutton. It really just enhances the experience to a great degree.
It really does. I have friends that know these guys personally, and so I listen to the stories that they tell about what great, you know, people they are and how fun they are. And to be able to interface with them on Twitter is really cool. And I must admit that I was at the fan fest where they introduced Lomo as a tweeting fan. You know,
right.
I was one of his first followers. I mean, I followed him right in front of his face while he was going into the elevator, which I don't think he appreciated that I was tapping into his face. But I think he kind of laughed because he does get the humor involved in everything. Now, Alex, a question away from the Marlins. What's hashtag pledge 305?
Hashtag,
I pledge.
I pledge 305 is a, it's I had the question of how can I use my skill, what I do for a living, which is an understanding of social media and marketing, for good. How do I use it to do good in our community? And iPledge 305 came to mind. And what it is, it's a two-part pledge mm-hmm. that anyone in Miami can make. The first part is to make a monthly gift to a Miami cause that's important to you, a nonprofit, et cetera. Can be any cause, can be any amount. What matters is that it's every month. That's the pledge you make. And then the second part of the pledge is that you then share the news of your gift on social media, via text, via email. And with the reasoning being, now your impact is more than just the dollars you gave to Miami. It is now inspiring others to do the same and create a exponential ripple effect of goodwill and of giving and of engagement in our community.
That's just terrific. And I really did want to get to that. I didn't want it just to be, you know, fully Marlins-centric, because I think part of what makes the people that I know at the Marlins different is that they're all involved in the community, that they all do have a social conscience, not just a social media conscience, but a social conscience. And that's something that I really think Major League Sports brings to our community that wasn't here when I was growing up, except for the Dolphins.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Now, Alex, oh golly, I had a great question. It just went from my mind. Johnny, do you have anything you want to talk to Alex about? Ask him a quick, big question.
I'm in the middle of a tweet. My apologies.
Johnny's in the middle of a tweet. He's out in outer space, and now I do remember what I wanted to say, Alex. Are people allowed to bring in iPads? Because the iPad would make the experience even that much rich,
absolutely.
More rich.
Absolutely.
Now, we talked about the MLB app.
Yeah.
I know that I have a special app. I think it's from the Miami Herald that I got that's a Marlins app. What are some of the good baseball apps that are out there? Are there social ways that people can access the Marlins from an interactive social or digital basis?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's two apps that we are involved with. The MLB.com at bat app is sponsored by Major League Baseball, and that allows you access to what's going on in the game. You can watch video feeds, live video, live audio.
Ooh, what's that again?
That's called At Bat.
That the MLB At Bat, right?
MLB At Bat, yeah. And then the newer app, which is kind of coming on by storm and recently won an award, is the At the Ballpark app. And what that allows you to do is it's the perfect complement to coming to the game. So it gives you an interactive map. You need to know where the nearest restroom or where all the concession stands are. You can just plug in where you are. You can order food live from your seat. You can upgrade your seats in the middle of a game. If you're sitting in the home run porch and you know your friend's in the home plate box, you can plug in the app and figure out what seats are available that are nearby. And upgrade right there on the spot and just pay the difference.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool things that you can do through that app.
It sounds like the Marlins are taking almost as much time with their social media presence as they did with the design of the ballpark. And I can tell you, it's just about as rich an experience. What do you think is the most important thing that you guys are doing on a social basis to enrich the experience of the fan?
Yeah, at the end of the day, I understand that our social audiences are our most loyal and our most engaged fans.
Really?
And of course.
That's great.
And understanding that in the old days, in the 50s, our consumer's life was so much different. You'd wake up, you'd read the morning paper, you'd drive to work, you'd come home, listen to the radio, and watch the Ed Sullivan Show, and you're pretty much done. Nowadays, there's newspaper, there's 800 channels, there's DVR.
There's 800 newspapers.
800 newspapers, there's magazine, there's blogs, there's the internet, there's Farmville, there's video games. There's so much media to consume that a marketer's challenge is so much different. And where consumers are spending their time is looking down at their phone.
Yes.
Consumers are more likely to look down at their phone than they are to look up at the billboard.
Yeah, well, the billboards have to be on the phone.
Exactly. And how do you get your brand's message to organically show in a text message or in an email from your friend or on a social media wall? How do you get your message to be on there? How do you get the fans to advocate for you?
And to stand out. How do you stand out in a timeline? I found that the icon is extraordinarily important. Here's a question to ask. Your logo, how does that work when you're scrolling through as an icon? Because that thing just smoking stands out, I got to believe.
It does. It's a conversation piece, I would say, yeah.
It really is. And the other thing is that I think that a lot of your social outreach, it can bring people back to the ballpark by making it personal for them and for you to be able to reach out to them and directly address what their particular concerns are about the team or the ballpark or whatever.
There's a lot of customer service that goes into it. We resolve issues all the time. We take pride in that. We want to be known as the account that, or the brand, the sports team that is more responsive than any other. We want to be right there to answer any question. We can't answer them all. We get a lot, but we want to do a job of just constantly be doing it.
Well, Alex, I must say is that we do appreciate you coming out on the show. We do look forward to being more social with you. Having met you in person now, we do look forward to developing more conversations online. Maybe we can set up some tweet chats where we can get specific things going with some of the community out there, reach out to the social media, have them directly interface with you, and maybe a hashtag someday. We'll talk to you about that off the air. But I want to thank you, Alex Buznego. He's the manager of digital and social media for the Miami Marlins. He's helping the Marlins bring back the fans one at a time, reaching out to them and making each experience personal, enriched, and positive. Alex, thanks so much for coming out to the show today.
Thank you for having me. This is fun.
It's my absolute pleasure. Alex, we're going to have him back hopefully towards the end of the season as well. Stevie, I know I got you on the short, so are we out? Are we ready to go? Stevie gives me the thumbs up. We are out. High five to the Florida, to the Miami Marlins, and Alex Buznego for coming in and getting social.